Welcome to the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast, your one-stop shop for television, movie, video games, comic books, book reviews, and more. Now, without further ado, here's Steven and Mike. Let's talk some Star Wars, a Bad Batch, the next episode. All right. Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us on Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. I am your co-host, Stephen Buster, along with Mr. Michael Shanks himself is in the house. Mike's here, everybody.
Good morning, all you geeks in geekdom land. Are you ready to talk some Bad Batch?
That's right. Bad Batch. All right. So we are here with our special bonus episode talking about the Bad Batch each week. And so we are here. This is number
six.
Six. Okay. Six. Oh, wow. All right. So six episodes in. This was called, what was the name of this episode?
It was called Decommissioned. I actually know it this time. Last time I wasn't prepared and I didn't know it. And
right.
I wasn't letting it happen this episode.
Right. Now, I'll be open with you. I'm like, how are we going to do a podcast, a full podcast on this episode? Because the episode itself is only like 20 minutes. Now, not counting the credits. Okay. Not counting the credits. It's only like 20 minutes.
Sure.
But it's pretty fast paced. Podcast, I mean episode, and I'll maybe. Oh well, maybe I'm predicting this is going to be a fast-paced episode. Here we go. No, I'm just kidding. So, with the podcast, I mean, so with the episode, man, I did it again. It was quick, but a lot happened. But it was short. I thought it was. I mean, I guess a normal half an hour episode, okay, kind of a thing. So, what were your overall thoughts about this episode?
Not my favorite episode again. Okay. I said that with the last one too. Mm-hmm. I would not say this was filler though. 'Cause we got some development in this episode. Okay. Not sure I like the development.
Okay.
But we right. definitely got some development in this episode. We got some returning characters from the Clone Wars. Who I initially thought were throwaway characters from the Clone Wars, honestly.
Okay.
Still not the biggest fan of these two characters, but yeah, they were good in the episode. I'll give them that. They turned out fun. I liked the whole droid aspect. I thought that was pretty cool. I liked what they did with the droids. I enjoyed that. So yeah, there were some good aspects about it. And yeah, I agree. It moved pretty quick. So
Yeah. Well, I agree. With this episode, I was like, okay. You know, I think that added to my, are we going to get a full, you know, bonus episode in with this? It was good. I like the concept of what, you know, this is not a snatch and grab episode. It's a, here's your MacGuffin that you're trying to get. And go for, and then they go get it, and then I was like, okay,
yeah, but okay, we'll get into that. We'll get into that. But we got a MacGuffin. We got some returning characters. We got a little bit of development to the overall arc of the story of the arc of the series. We got a Wilhelm scream. I thought that was
right.
Funny.
We did.
I don't know if we really talked about Wilhelm screams on the podcast.
Well, I don't think so, but this is probably a good time that we can talk about it.
Yeah, sure.
I think every episode has one and stuff. So,
well, pretty much anything Star Wars has got a Wilhelm scream in it, just about. And there's Wilhelm screams in Indiana Jones.
They're in a lot. There's Wilhelm screams in a lot.
Oh yeah,
the Wilhelm scream is in just almost every movie.
Just about. It's kind of an inside joke.
Right.
It started off with some
it an
films.
Old Western? Wasn't well, it like yeah. an old Western? The guy falls off his horse off a cliff or something like that, and that was the scream.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly where it came from. I don't remember the Western. I mean, there's YouTube videos on it. You can look it up. Just look up Wilhelm Scream on YouTube, and you'll yeah, find like, the history on it.
Is that W-I-L-H-E-L-M?
I think so.
Wilhelm? Okay.
It'll get you there, though. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's got a funny backstory to it, and you're right. It was some old Western that some film students, and I'm pretty sure that included George Lucas. He was one of them. They threw in
Spielberg, Lucas.
Yeah, Spielberg, Lucas. I don't know who all's in that camp, but several of the directors from that period of time had decided that for fun in each one of their projects, they were going to put the quote unquote Wilhelm scream. And I believe that was Wilhelm is the name of the actor. I don't think it's the name of the character.
Okay.
I think, again, look it up on YouTube. You'll find videos on it, and you'll find out exactly whether I'm right or wrong, whether it's the actor's name or the character's name. But nonetheless, you're right. He like falls off a horse and down a canyon, and it makes this, just this.
When you hear the scream, you will recognize
it. Oh, yeah. You will never unhear it again once you know what it is.
That's right. Yeah. Once you know, it's kind of like when you buy a car and then all of a sudden you start seeing that car everywhere on the road.
Right.
Know, kind of a thing.
Which before you bought that car, you never saw it.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of the same thing. Yeah. And Megan and I, we kind of drive Brenda crazy sometimes because we're like, oh, that's a Wilhelm scream. That's a Wilhelm scream, you know, but we're a couple nerds. So, you know,
to
us, it's fun to find. It's kind of like when you go to Disney and you look for hidden Mickeys. Okay. So if you're a Disney fan, you know what I'm talking about. There are hidden Mickeys all over Disney World. All over the place, and it's a whole game. There are books on it out there, different. Yeah, so Wilhelm Scream to movie buffs is the same thing as hidden Mickeys are to Disney buffs. So, okay. And yes, we get a Wilhelm Scream in this episode.
It's always fun to recognize it because you're like, oh, there it is.
So there you go, Stephen. We just filled in like 10 minutes of time on Wilhelm Scream.
About the Wilhelm Scream. Right. That's funny. So if you know how we do our ratings at the beginning, you know, and then we talk about it. If you were to give it a rating, what rating would you give this episode? So we always do out of 5, right?
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go a 3 on this one also.
All right. So 3 out of 5 Stormtrooper helmets. Stormtrooper
helmets. No. 3 out of 5 droid heads.
Oh, nice. Okay.
There we go. All right.
That's very fitting for this episode.
Right.
Very good. I like that.
Okay. And I did enjoy that.
I give it 2.5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I understand it was a filler episode for me.
I think you're right. I think it was a filler episode.
Even though it was like, oh, hey, let's introduce these characters and then let's do this big thing at the end kind of a thing. And I was just like, I thought we were beyond that. That's why I call it a filler episode. That is a normal episode, TV episode or series episode trope. You introduce a new character and then have a cliffhanger at the end to kind of, do a little Easter egg or, you know, let's just add this. And I'm okay with that. I don't say I don't like that. I just say that's a filler episode for me.
Right.
And so I didn't, it was okay. It had some good fun moments. It was enjoyable kind of a thing. But guess what? I'm not going to go back and watch it when if I go back and rewatch these, I will skip this episode. And that's why I give it the score. Is it rewatchable for me? Would I go back and watch it again? Or, you know, that kind of a thing. Now, I'm sure some of the listeners are going, Steven, you're off base. This is a great episode. You know, kind of a thing. Hey, You know, we talked about, or, you know, in one of our other podcasts, we talked about, look, you be you. You like mm-hmm. what you like. You just like what you like. And we accept, you know, Mike and I disagree. You know, you and I disagree on stuff. And I think that's what makes it. We still accept each other, you know, kind of like in the world, you know, people with opinions think they're the only opinion that matters. And if you got it, you're wrong. And we joke about it. You're pretty good at joking about it with me, kind of a thing. But that's what I appreciate about us. That's what I appreciate about our podcast and the discussions that we have and the guests that we have is we can agree to disagree and move on. And look, if anybody out there, you like this episode, more power to you. I do understand there are some things to like about it, and I won't fault you for that. But for right. me, it was just, I just given it the score. This is my lowest score out of the whole series thus far. And just because I felt like it was filler. I want you to do storytelling. I don't want filler. I really right. don't. Don't waste my time. I've got a lot of things I got going on, and I watched it and I'm like, this is a pass. And you know, okay, I watched it so we could have our podcast.
Right.
But other than that, yeah. I won't go back and watch this episode.
I agree with you. I don't think it's all that rewatchable. This one, if I got the season, I probably would skip over this one too.
Right.
I mean, yeah, this is like, going back to the Clone Wars days and the, what was it? 3-4 episode arc of, Sunny Day in the Void. That was the worst, Clone Wars, series ever. And I will never rewatch that one. Right. Oh gosh. The only thing good about that series was they introduced the character Gascon, which is voiced by Steven Stanton, and Steven Stanton is awesome. I love Steven Stanton. But the Gascon was a great character, but the story arc was terrible.
Right?
It was horrible. So, yeah, we got a good character out of it, but other than that, we got nothing from it. And
right.
Again, this episode, like I said, there is a little bit of story development. I mean, not. I don't know if you could say story development. It's continuing to the overall arc of the season. Let's just put it that way. Okay. But we had a MacGuffin, and unfortunately, that didn't even pay off. You know.
Well, let's
you know, you might be this, right. I may have to lower my score after we talk.
So, well, here's the thing. Let's go ahead and talk about it. Obviously, spoiler alert. We're just going to go through it. If you're listening to this, we're assuming that you've seen the episode. So we're not going to do there's other podcasters and other YouTubers out there that what they do is they walk you through step by step through the whole thing. I think we just talk about the stuff we liked and the stuff that we didn't like.
Sure.
Just go through that. So first off, let's talk about the MacGuffin. The concept of the MacGuffin I liked. Getting the head of the droid, the commander droid. What was the – was that the you know, what the do droid they call that him? Does – that's the learning droid. You
right.
know, it was the whole thing of, okay, I thought, okay, that makes sense. That's not just anything. That's like, hey, if you get it, it's a learning droid, you could figure out strategy.
Hey, you know? Before we get to that, though, we should mention the fact that Rhea Perlman was back.
Yes, Rhea Perlman was back.
So we got Sid back. So we were right. Yep. She is going to be a reoccurring character. Mm-hmm. Almost had a team feel about it because she sends them on a mission. You know, yep. it's either A-Team or Charlie's Angels.
A-Team.
Okay, all right. Well, I only say Charlie's Angels because she's almost like Charlie sending the angels out, you know, on
right.
a mission.
Yeah, I have A-Team because I think Wrecker is Mr. T, man.
Well, I agree with you. And I think actually, you know, we made jokes that Omega could be Hannibal, but I think Hunter's Hannibal. In fact,
right.
I would absolutely love if Hunter put a cigar, big old cigar in his mouth, but I know Disney wouldn't allow that, but oh my right. gosh, it would be freaking hilarious. I would love it.
I love it when a plan comes together.
If we could get that, I would, oh yeah, right. I would be in heaven. That would be awesome. Right. So yeah, I just wanted to state though that we were correct. Rhea Perlman is going to be a recurring character in this series, which I like. I like her. I think she's a fun character. So that's a plus for this episode.
I know they're putting in the ambiguity of her allegiance in play for tension. You know what I mean? For tension for the thing. So
yeah, we discussed that a little bit.
We did. And, I like to know which ones they are, which, you know, that kind of a thing. So
I think overall she is on the Bad Batch side, I think. I don't know. It's kind of fun to have that little question.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't like it. You don't like it. Okay.
I want my tension in other areas. You know, I like to know that the good guys are the good guys and the bad guys are the bad guys. That's just me.
Okay.
I
get it.
And I get it. I can see why you would like that. And that's okay.
I like it because it's just
for you to be wrong. No,
here we go.
Like we just shared 10 minutes ago.
All right. Here we go. Going to be in the ring. Ding, ding. Let's bring it on. No. No, I kind of like the idea that we don't know exactly where where her allegiance lies yet.
Well, I think she's whoever pays.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And
you know what? From a bounty hunter aspect, that makes sense.
Right. From a space western kind of you're doing what you have to do to survive.
Right.
That's space westerns. That's the main theme or one of the main themes in space westerns. I don't care if it's this Mandalorian. The show Firefly was the same way, space western. You do what you have to do to survive.
It takes me back to Jango Fett in episode 2. Look, I'm just a man trying to survive in this galaxy.
Yeah, trying to make his way in the universe.
Make my way in the universe. I like that line. It's a good line. I need to find that line.
It is
line.
A good line, and maybe that's the theme I need to approach is – with this series, this is continuing the concept of the whole space western style. And maybe it's meant to have a lead in into Mandalorian or something. I don't know. I know this takes place before the other series, the original trilogy. The original trilogy. Yeah, it's in between. This is in between Revenge and New Hope. And so this is right after Revenge of the Sith because it was Order 66.
Right.
So.
Yep.
And then I get that Mandalorian is
after Return of the Jedi.
Okay. So there's going to be some crossover for sure. Well, yeah, there's going to be crossover. We'll get to that in a minute. So.
Well, I don't know. You have a whole trilogy in between this series and Mando.
True. True.
We have episode 4, 5, and 6, Star Wars, New Hope, and Empire, and Return. So,
right.
There may be some connection. Well, there obviously is one connection. We got Fennec. She's a connection. So, and being the fact that this seems to be leaning towards a bounty hunter feel, I guess there'll be connections there. We could possibly get Boba Fett. At some point.
Ooh, could we get Cad Bane?
Oh my gosh. I miss
some Cad Bane.
I do too. Cad Bane is one of my all time favorite. He ranks real high up there with.
Okay, so if you were to say bounty hunters, okay, we are going to get it. We are going to get a full episode in.
Yeah, because now we just went a different direction.
Well, but
Squirrel.
Squirrel, sorry. Right. But realistically, if we're talking space western, we're talking the whole thing. We're talking about whose allegiance is Sid, kind of a thing. I'm just trying to make my way in the universe. Bounty hunters, that's fine. You're talking about your top bounty hunters. So number one, obviously, for you is Boba Fett.
Easily, yep.
Easily Boba Fett. Number two, would that be Cad Bane?
That'd be Cad Bane. Cad Bane was my absolute favorite character from the Clone Wars. I love Cad Bane.
When he first came in on scene, I was like, I like this guy. You know, he had the hat and stuff. And then you find out how ruthless he is.
I got a confession, though. Part of the reason I like Cad Bane, it has to do with his look, okay?
Okay.
And then it goes back to my heavy metal roots because he looks like Eddie from Iron Maiden from the Somewhere in Time album, and in particular it's the song Stranger in a Strange Land. So just look up Eddie, Stranger in a Strange Land, Iron Maiden. Just Google that, and you'll get a look of what I'm talking about. And I think he looks just like Cad Bane. It's fantastic.
Everybody, I'm doing it for us real time, so you can do it at the same time if you want. Iron Maiden, Stranger in a Strange Land.
Yeah, Iron Maiden, Stranger in a Strange Land. And then do the image search.
I'll do images.
Right. And you should get this awesome-looking Clint Eastwood style.
Dude, there is a 7-inch figure.
Oh, yeah.
Of that.
Yeah, I do not have a figure of Eddie, really. I would love. In that particular one, I would absolutely love.
Whoa, look at that. That is awesome.
Now tell me that does not look like Cad Bane.
That looks like Cad Bane to a certain degree, yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. It's not identical. But the moment I saw Cad Bane, that's what came to my mind. And I've always loved that version. Anyone who knows Iron Maiden, they know that Eddie has a different look for each album. And sometimes he has a different look even for different singles. And he looks like a cyborg in this one, which Cad Bane kind of looks like a cyborg with the tubes coming down and everything.
He does, and right into his cheeks. And stuff.
Right, it goes into his cheeks and everything. And Eddie has a similar look to that. Plus, Eddie's wearing the big cowboy hat, you know, and he's got the trench coat, and he just looks Clint Eastwood, you know. I so picture Eddie walking in going, go ahead, make my day, you know. And I got the exact same feel when Cad Bane came on in the Clone Wars. I'm like,
I can see that.
I love this guy. I love this guy. So, yes, Cad Bane's easily my second favorite bounty hunter.
So, do you think Cad Bane will pop up in the Bad Batch universe? And I'm only saying that. I'm only making that connection based upon what you said about Sid. I'm only trying to make my way in the universe.
Right.
We don't know what her allegiance is. So.
Okay, so Cad Bane popping up in this part of the timeline, that depends on what Disney wants to do, because there was an unfinished Clone Wars episode where Cad Bane and Boba Fett have a showdown.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, look it up. It's on YouTube. It's unfinished. It's still in that animatronic form to where
they call it pre-viz.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Pre-viz.
So all of the effects of the animation haven't been added to it yet. It's very mechanical looking. That's kind of the only way I could describe that. But there's a storyline that they were doing. It never got finished. But Disney has stated that that's still canon. So if it's canon, then yeah, we're probably not going to see Cad Bane in this, or for that matter, even in The Mandalorian. Because I would absolutely love having Cad Bane pop up in The Mandalorian
now
somewhere.
Now I got to go watch that preview. We're going to have to do an episode just on that.
Okay.
All right. Everybody heard it. We're going to do a special Star Wars Bounty Hunter episode.
That sounds great to me. I love Bounty Hunter. So, yeah. And again, Boba Fett's my favorite.
All right.
So it all depends on what they decide to do with that. I personally would kind of like them to throw it out so that they have more room with Cad Bane.
If it's not published, you know what I'm saying? If it's not published, why would it be canon?
See, I questioned that when they made that claim. I questioned that. I'm like, but it's not a published episode. So how can it be canon? And only the diehards know about it.
And why would they not bring it up when they redid the last season?
Right. Well, and see, it completely goes against everything they've said with throwing out the EU, okay, the original expanded universe, because they said, well, we don't want to be tied to those stories. We want to be free to do what we can. Well, if you do that, you're tying yourself down to an unreleased episode. Why would you tie yourself down to that? It makes no sense. And honestly,
unless that we should have saved this for the other podcast, but unless it's they bring it in for the purpose of like a Mandalorian episode.
It's possible.
live action.
You mean to shift the timeline of where it is in the timeline?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
they still like the story. They still want the story, but that's the outcome.
Well, there's an important element because it gives you the answer to the dent in Boba Fett's helmet.
Oh.
So,
which
I mean,
he buffed out in Mandalorian.
No, he didn't. It's still there.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Okay. When he repainted it, I thought it was.
You don't remove the dent from Boba Fett's helmet. Every Boba Fett fan will come after you. It's part of his identity. You have to have the dent.
Okay. All right.
There are fan clubs out there actually called the Dented Helmet.
Nice.
Dedicated to that. So,
all right. Well, let's save that. Okay, everybody, you just got a preview of us doing our special Star Wars Bounty Hunter podcast coming soon to a podcast near you.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
So,
Bad Batch number 6, decommissioned.
Bad Batch number 6. So we're going back. Sid's allegiance, which is it? Thank you for your explanation. I do appreciate that. It does help me. Thank you. In terms of this episode, I did like the aspect of the droid, the commander droid, you know, the learning droid, the strategery droid, you know, that does, you know, that helps figure out, you know, what are some different ways we can battle and fight and stuff. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I always liked those droids in the Clone Wars series. I thought they were interesting.
They were good. Yeah, I agree. It's like a chess master droid. It's
a real war
strategy droid. I loved it. I loved the concept. And so I did like, okay, that's a decent, you know, MacGuffin to go after. That's decent.
Agreed.
I'm like, okay, cool. And I was like, okay, all right, I'll get into this. It's a neat concept to see what they do. But I think you're right. It does not pay off.
No.
They give it to two new characters to the Bad Batch, but they are characters from the last season of Clone Wars.
Right. Which those are the two that I said when they were introduced in the Clone Wars, I felt they were throwaway characters. Very generic.
They were generic, and I thought they were good in the aspect of that last season of Clone Wars for Ahsoka's journey.
Yeah, I agree.
They gave her perspective in her character arc, but that's all I saw them as.
Right.
They were just generic is a good word. They were just there, and now we're bringing them back, and I'm like, okay.
Yes.
You know, again, two people trying to make their way in the verse.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Kind of a thing. All right, I'll go with that. Maybe that's our subtitle for this episode. Bad Batch, making your way through the verse.
Nice. Nice. Okay. I like it. That's kind of cool.
Ooh, t-shirt. T-shirt.
Ooh.
Making your way through the verse. I love it.
Ooh. Maybe we got a new tagline.
Right.
Oh yeah. When they appeared, I was like, okay, oh, I remember these two. These two are from the Ahsoka episode. Okay, all right. We're going here.
Uh-huh.
That was my feel. This is where we're going. Right. Okay. Bring back the generics.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So can I just jump to the end?
Yeah, go ahead.
So here's what I understand about the ending. So we get the ending, we got those characters. I can't remember their names because they're so generic.
Exactly.
Gosh, I've never ripped on anything this bad before. I'm normally a positive guy that's like, oh, it's
that's true. That's very true.
Here's the thing. So there's a droid that pops up, and the droid belongs to... It's R7. That is Ahsoka's droid.
Ooh.
From my understanding.
I missed
Ahsoka's
that.
Droid.
Oh.
And to be open with you, I got that from Star Wars Theory. I like me some Star Wars Theory. I do like his stuff. I know people have been dogging him lately, but, you know, I don't care. He's worked hard.
Oh, no. Star Wars Theory is good. I like him.
I think he's great.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
Anyone who's listening, if you haven't watched Star Wars Theory, go check out his YouTube channel. He does some really good stuff. And
he does.
I like Star Wars Theory.
Yep. So he caught that. And so he was like, but here's the thing. So that hologram at the end, he, in his opinion, and he sees things pretty well, that's not Ahsoka. I thought it was going to be Ahsoka because of the connection.
Okay.
He says no.
He says no.
He thinks Bail Organa.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Because it's the beginning of the rebellion kind of a thing. This is the time period of, it's right after Order 66. Well, what was Bail Organa doing right at Order 66? He was trying to...
Okay, that's interesting, because that's not who I thought it was at all.
I thought it was Ahsoka.
I thought it was Fennec.
Really?
Yeah. I thought it was Fennec.
All right. So everybody, there you go. Next week's episode should be interesting.
Which
is the hologram. And if they don't pay off in that episode, I'll be like, Mike, you're just going to have to fill me in.
But see, that
I'm
also, that plays into her, it plays into Sid's
ambiguity.
Thank you. I can't say that
tracking.
Word. I can't say
see,
that
I
word.
See, I pay attention to you. Other people may not believe so, but no, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Glad you pay attention to me, because nobody else does. But anyway.
Wait, what'd you say?
Yeah, no, exactly. Exactly. I think if that's Fennec, it plays into that ambiguity of who Sid actually is, whose side she's on. Because she...
Wouldn't it be funny if Fennec... No, because Sid said that Fennec was a direct...
Right.
There was no middleman to hire Fennec, or
Fennec's hired her,
or Fennec, or Sid is, if Sid hired Fennec.
Oh,
maybe.
I don't
just
know.
To throw that off.
I don't know. Interesting. But that's who I thought it was. I thought it was Fennec.
Okay.
So it's interesting that he thinks it's Bail Organa.
Yeah.
Wow.
He thinks it's Bail Organa.
I didn't even see now I might have to rewatch it. Just to catch why he thinks that. I may
just watch his episode. Just watch.
Well, yeah, I'll watch it.
His episode and his explanation.
I'll watch that first.
I can't do it justice. Huh?
I'll definitely watch that first before I make a decision to rewatch.
It's not long. It's only like...
Oh, yeah, I know.
His review of that thing's like 8 minutes.
Right,
I
yeah.
Think, if I remember right. I was yeah. like, 8 minutes. I could do that while I'm sitting on the toilet. No, I'm just kidding. I'm making that up. Okay, man. How many of you watch YouTube videos? While... No, I'm just teasing.
None of us want to hear about you on the toilet. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, golly gee. You know, you never know where things are going to lead on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast.
Right to the toilet, apparently.
We're dropping some big ones in our episode.
Oh, my gosh. And you call me the troublemaker.
I mean, I'm just on it today for whatever
yeah,
reason.
Yeah, you
I'm
are. What do you got in your drink there, man?
I know, right? Trust me, it's early. It's just my morning caffeine, no sugar drink.
Here, this is what I got to say.
Which I need to refill.
Did you hear that?
No, do it again. How rude. Right.
Oh, boy. All right. Let's get back to the episode.
So part of that is, I'm trying to remember what he says about you know, his viewpoint. But I think because of the timing of it, it's the beginning of the rebellion. I think that's where he's at. I don't know. See, I thought Ahsoka, and when I started watching his episode, I thought, okay, that's her droid. So it's got to be Ahsoka. You know, that's...
That makes sense.
Thanks for reaffirming me. You know, if Star Wars Theory thinks so, then I was like, oh, wait. He says no. Oh, man. You know. Because he knows so much. He's able to pull together all kinds of different strands and kind of weave a tapestry of an opinion that you're like, boom, you got it, you know, kind of a thing. And so, I mean, he could be wrong, and he's always open to say when he's wrong kind of a thing. That's what I like about him. He's just an open guy. And, but yeah, I was like, man, I thought for sure that was going to be Ahsoka, and I still do.
Well, I didn't. I did not catch that was Ahsoka's droid. I like that you pointed that out. That's pretty interesting.
He said that, and I was like, oh, wow. Wow. So I'm like, yeah. So that's why I say Ahsoka, but,
okay.
You know, and, but you're saying, oh, so help me understand, why do you think Fennec? So,
because, I don't know, just because she's, we know that she's looking for Omega, and I just kind of, I just assume that, okay, it's got to be Fennec. I wouldn't have even put Bail Organa in there. I'm interested in how he got to that. That's, right. See, I went with Fennec because I know that she's after Omega. That's the reason I went with Fennec. And because we've gotten this question of whose side Cid really is on. So that's where I came up with that. I'm like, well, you know, Fennec's looking for her. We're not sure where Cid actually, where her loyalties actually lie. There's a chance she could be double-crossing the Bad Batch. There's a possibility. I mean, ultimately, I don't want it to go that way. I like Cid, and I want her to stay on the Bad Batch's side. But I'm open to it. If she switches sides, I'm, or can't really even say switches sides, you know?
Again,
if her,
you said,
if her you appeared,
said makes sense.
If her appeared allegiance changes, I'm okay with it. I'm okay. I'm not like totally emotionally attached to this character, so I'm okay if she actually ends up on the other side. It's fine. But yeah, I'm interested in how he got to Bail Organa. I'd like to know that. That's very interesting. But I guess because you're going after the tactical information from a separatist droid, I could see on the rebellion side them wanting that. So maybe that's that's not a bad.
Well, he theory. Says it's one of two reasons. I like these reasons. I didn't think of the second one, but I did think of the first one. But because of what the first one being, hey, I want the plans. I want to know what they've learned, how to fight against them. I got that.
Yeah, that makes sense for Bail Organa, then.
But he said the second thing could be the reason somebody wants that droid head is exactly what happened in that episode, that they used the droid to take over all the other droids in the facility. So in other words, can we use this technology to take a hold of the other droids to fight for us?
To have the droids fight on the rebellion side.
Whoever gets the head. We're still ambiguous on who, we don't know who wants the head of the droid or the head.
I like that, except that the droids are all stupid.
Right?
Roger, Roger.
Wait. Roger, Roger. Oh, did we win? You know,
yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
I did like that.
I was like, oh, we're bringing back some more, you know, this is, you know, we're bringing back some of the fun with the droids. Roger, Roger.
Roger, Roger. I thought I had a Roger, Roger sound, but I guess I don't. I'm looking for it. Sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, well.
So, and there was some other funny part. Let's talk about another funny part in there that I liked. It was the whole thing. Is there an echo in here? You know, that scene.
That was hilarious.
That was pretty funny.
That was great because the here I go again. I don't know their names. The two generic sisters.
Right.
The one made a comment. I don't remember what she said. And then the other made the exact, she pretty much repeated what she said. And then she goes, right. Is there an echo in here? And then, of course, our Echo from Bad Batch. Yes, I'm Echo.
There is. I'm Echo.
And she's like, okay.
Right.
Yeah, right. I enjoyed that. That was funny.
Yeah, it was. It was funny. So, you know, there's some good elements in it. And that's where I'll give it, you know, 2.5 stars for those good elements.
Yeah, there was some good comedic elements. I like that.
It was. I just was like, well, okay, you know, here we go get this. I give points for, hey, great concept for MacGuffin to go get it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I liked it.
I didn't like the payoff.
I didn't either. But before we get to the payoff, we need to talk about something else. We need to talk about the actual story development to the overall arc, and that is Wrecker. He said it.
It's going to make me
he
sad.
He said it. Yeah, but we got to acknowledge it.
He didn't say it, but he heard it in his head.
Right. Well,
when I watch it with the subtitles.
Okay.
And the voice was, who's the sharpshooter?
Crosshair.
The subtitle said it was Crosshair's voice that said,
"Really,
a good soldier follows orders." Yes.
Well, and I don't think he finished it. I think you just heard a good soldier. At least that's what I heard.
Yeah. Good point. Good point. I can't remember.
Which is why I thought that he actually mumbled it. I thought it was actually Wrecker mumbling, "A good soldier, a good soldier."
Right. I think when it comes up later on, I think the whole thing is said, a good soldier follows orders, but it was not him saying it. It was Crosshair's voice in his head, according to the subtitles.
Interesting. See, I didn't know that. I did not know that at all. I thought it was Crosshair himself.
It was faint. The only reason I caught it
but it's
was
still,
because it was subtitled.
But it's still in his head.
It's still in his head.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Which means we are on the verge of him crossing over. Which is what we've been saying ever since he hit his head.
And nobody wants it.
No, I don't want it. No, no.
Wrecker, no, Filoni, don't do it.
But there's still a possibility of his redemption.
The thing is you always have to have tension in stories. That's what makes stories is tension and getting over the tension. So
look, it's part of the story that. You know, we know it's coming. The question is he going to be over? Is he going to overcome it, or will he actually switch? That's the big question.
He's going to overcome it. He's going to overcome it. We're going to be like, yeah.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
It'll
I don't.
Be a great moment.
Wrecker is my favorite member of the Bad Batch. I like him.
He's
dumb, but he's fun. I enjoy him. I really, really do. And I really hate to see him cross, but I don't know. So I think we're going to get that tension for several more episodes. I don't think it's not like next episode we're going to know,
You're right, because it was, two episodes earlier that he was like having a headache.
Right, right. They're gonna push this further out.
That's my issue is, look, tell me the story, kind of a thing. And
you're wanting to know now.
No. I'm okay if you want to spit it out, but don't make 17 episodes when you can do it in 12. Now, if you remember, this was my issue with Jupiter's Legacy.
Yeah, yeah. I remember.
It could be shortened, and I think that's it. I mean, just give me, all right, I got words.
you're making weird noises now, Steven.
I know. I got words in my brain, and I can't get them out of my mouth. So, it's just, I don't make it more than it needs to be. Don't draw it out. You know, it's like some movies. Some movies are 2.5 hours long, and they only need to be 2 hours.
Sure.
Kind of a thing.
Sure.
Because come on, I can only hold my pee for so long. 2.5 hours is a long time.
What is it with you going to the bathroom lately?
I don't know. I don't
know. Oh my gosh.
I don't, but I'm just saying that it doesn't have to be drawn out. And I hope they don't keep drawing this out. I get it. Two episodes ago, you introduced the issue. Now you're doing a little bit more in this one, that where he hits his head. Okay, I get it. And then, but don't go all 17. Don't go to the very end to get it,
I don't know if we're going to, I don't know if they'll hold it all the way through 16, through the 16th episode. I'm not sure it's going to be that long, but I'm positive it's sticking around for a little while.
I'm all for, here's my thing. I'm all for, if you want to bring up story elements that go through a season, perfect. But don't you dare bring up something and then not do a payoff until another season later, like a cliff. I'm okay for a cliffhanger that you bring up at the end of the season as you're wrapping up everything. I mean, come on. We got Luke Skywalker at the end of Mandalorian, the last episode. I'm like, well, what's going to happen next? That's okay to introduce that kind of cliffhanger.
Sure.
But if you introduce a story element within a season, you better do a payoff within that season. That's like saying bringing up a story element in a movie that you don't pay off till the next movie.
Right. Yeah.
You've lost me. I'm not going to care about it 3 years down the road, or a TV series. I'm probably not going to care about it later on because you didn't give me the payoff. I don't mind. Like, one of the greatest cliffhangers for me was in a TV series was episode or season three, I believe, of Star Trek: The Next Generation, where Jean-Luc Picard became a Borg.
Oh yeah, I remember
the episode,
that.
So Resistance is futile. You know, like, oh no, it's Captain Picard is now a Borg. Oh my gosh, you know. And then it says to be continued, and then you realize, what just happened? Now I got to wait a summer to find out. You know,
right?
That was how it was. What was the old show? We talked about this. Dallas, Who Shot JR?
Who Shot JR? Yeah.
Same thing. That was the. I don't know if that was the first time it was done, but it was.
I think that might have been like the first big cliffhanger.
The first time a season cliffhanger
right.
occurred. Because a lot of times you'd wrap up everything, oh, all nice and tidy. And then that was one, you know, then the whole summer was Who Shot JR?
Well,
know,
yeah, but we go back to, again, my favorite Star Wars movie of all time. And to me, cinematic classic, we get the reveal of Darth Vader, who Darth Vader is. And then, you know, it's left. Is he really Luke's father?
Right. But that was left at the end. That was a good cliffhanger. Because,
well, yeah, but we had 3 years to wait to find out, was Vader lying or was he not? You know? But see, I love that. I love that.
Here's the difference. I think it's something that if you have a storyline that you are continuing to sprinkle through something that belongs in that season.
Yeah.
Bringing up Darth Vader, I am your father, was like Who Shot JR. It was Jean-Luc sure. Picard becoming, because, ooh, now there's this new element to tie, you know, to, ooh, I can do all this guessing and stuff like this. But if you have something strung through the whole thing, it's like, okay, Luke in Empire Strikes Back, Luke starts training to fight Darth Vader, and then he goes to Cloud City and like, oh, movie's over. You're like, wait a minute, where's my payoff? You know, kind
right,
of thing.
Right.
And I think that's where my thoughts are.
I don't think this whole thing
with his Wrecker's head, you know, it better not keep continuing over. That's my point. I'm just griping. Man, okay. I'm griping a lot today.
Wow, you're dang. Steven needs to take some Motrin.
You know what? I think I will, by golly.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to drag the entire season. I think we're going to get it for a few more episodes.
Okay.
And then I think we're going to figure out whether he actually will switch sides or not. I think it's coming. And I think even if he does switch sides, I think he's coming back. You know what I mean?
Okay. Just another redemption arc.
Right. That's where I think this is possibly going. But we'll see.
Right.
We still got a few episodes before we know what's happening with that. But obviously this is going to drag on a little bit.
Yeah.
So
20-minute filler episodes. Man, I am just dogging today.
Wow.
Right, I got to cut that out.
Remember, in Dave Filoni we trust. Just remember
whatever.
That. Just remember that.
Hey, congrats Dave, to him on his new promotion.
Oh,
though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good.
Yep. I'd like to see Dave take more and more control. Mm-hmm. I say give the whole thing to Dave and John Favreau and let them go.
Let them run
with it, you know? Mm-hmm. I think they're doing a fantastic job, even if you don't like these episodes.
Yes. Agreed. Overall, they're doing great. And sometimes they have to have filler episodes.
Yeah.
And they
well, you know, Dave Filoni did Sunny Day in the Void, too. And I like I said, those are my least favorite Clone Wars episodes ever. You can just skip over those 3-4 episodes, whatever it was. I mean, that was a month of droids dragging on in the desert. And it's like, really? Come on.
Right. Right.
I don't need this. I do not need this at all. It was terrible.
Agreed.
So yeah, I get what you're saying. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So All right. So is that the end of our episode?
Wow. Dang. Harsh, man.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. Okay.
Well, with that, thanks for joining us for our bonus episode. Oh, man.
Maybe you're right. Maybe there wasn't as much in this to talk
about. There really wasn't. I mean, it was good action. I mean, you know, we didn't talk about Omega's ability with the bow and learning.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that.
I think it was good about the aspect of practice and skill.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good lesson in that.
I like the aliens betting on her. That was great.
That was pretty fun. And having and one giving her a hard time to make her mess up.
Yeah.
Kind of a thing,
yeah.
And stuff.
And she's like, I could do better if you'd shut up.
Right.
I love that.
And I thought it was a good lesson about distraction, and they brought that back up later in the episode. So I'm like, okay.
And I liked her weapon. She's got bow and arrow. I thought that was kind of cool.
She got that from the Moochie episode, right?
Yeah, I think so.
She got that. Yeah. So,
you know, that's kind of neat. I think it's an appropriate weapon for her. It's fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that was a good aspect of the episode.
I love me some Green Arrow, and
that's true. There you go.
So I'm like, okay, I can handle this. This will be cool. Of course, logistically, I was like, if you're shooting laser bolts, why wouldn't you just use a gun? You know, that's where part of my brain was saying.
Well, okay, I'm going to give you the Disney, gosh. This is Disney going, we can't give a gun to a, I don't know, however old.
To a kid. Good call.
Yeah, that's what
good
this
call.
Is.
Okay.
Now, I go back to, this is a great time to teach gun safety. you know, keep your finger off, you know, keep your booger hook off the bang bang switch.
the booger hook
that's what we learn in gun safety. Keep your booger hook off the bang bang switch. You know, you only put your finger on the trigger when you intend to use it. Otherwise, you don't touch
something.
Right.
Yeah. Don't point it in a direction you're not willing to destroy.
Right. Exactly. So, to me, that's a great time to teach gun safety.
But they're not going to do that.
Oh, no. They're not going to do that.
That's not the... Yeah. But, you know, what we did get was interesting and good. So,
no.
You know.
And I like the bow and arrow. It's cool. My nephew's into bow and arrows. I'm sure he'll enjoy the fact that she's using bow and arrows, and he'll think it's cool that... You know, she uses a weapon that he uses, so
right.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. But yeah, I'm kind of with you. I'd rather use a gun if that
right.
But that's my brain, so it's not Disney. Right. Disney's not going to go there.
There's other things they're trying to take in consideration. We'll give them that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm going to start going off. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this interesting episode, bonus episode of The Bad Batch, number 6.
I'll bet our Bad Batch episode is different from anybody else's out there.
So. I bet. Yeah, probably so. So if you made it to the end, thank you so much. We're so thankful that you joined us today. And yeah, I look forward to next week. Let's see what the stuff we talked about. Let's see what happens next week.
Awesome. Well, and again, if you made it to the end, please check out our webpage, Facebook page. Our webpage is our hub to everything. You can get to our Facebook page, our Twitter account, our YouTube page, our Ko-fi page. If you feel so inclined, please go sponsor us on Ko-fi. It's $2. $2 gets you in for 30 days, or you can subscribe monthly. Same price, $2. Get you any extras that we do. We put the full videos up there. They're available. So please consider. Our subscriptions could use it. All right. So anything else, Steven?
No, that's it. Thanks, everybody.
All right. With that said, over and out. May the force be with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Two Geeks and a Microphone podcast. Tune in next week when we will have more news and reviews. Until then,
may the force be with you.